Hey, hey, hey. 2020. Why does 2019 already sound old? Wait, hold up. Let me play some. So I have no idea what to talk about right now, and I'm going to just wing it. I'm just gonna wing it. Okay, welcome to the Stratified Podcast, episode 42. 42. We're going up. We're going up. You know, 2020. It's actually like real life crazy how it's 2020. Especially for like I think my generation, because like my generation as in, what do you call it? Like 90s kids, like late 90s kids. Let's put it like that. 95 to 2000s babies. And it's like this decade, I was like seeing some tweets. I was like, this decade, majority of us gonna get married or have a kid. And I was like, wait, whoa, wait a minute, wait a second. And I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, let me do the math. 2029, I'll be 33. I mean, I guess it would be cool to get married in the like last part of the decade, like 2028. I mean, if I find the magical one, hey, let's get married in 4 years or something. But like, there's nothing like that right now in my life. But I think a lot of people think they want to get married in their like 26, 27. I think that's what I kind of get from people. But personally, that would be a very personally, it would be very rare. If that would happen, if I just find like this one girl, I was like, oh my goodness, and then that will happen. So, and then but the kids part, I was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm not just gonna be out here saying I'm gonna have a kid between 23 and 33. But I have a different mentality than like a majority of my friends. Like a lot of my people think I need to get married and have a kid before 30. Me? No. I mean, I don't need to. I guess my need age would be maybe before 40. I'd want to have a kid before 40. Hey, why not? And you know, it'd be cool to get married, but you know, being married at 37 isn't like the end of the world. Literally not the end, literally not. 37 is pretty okay to get married. Why am I talking about this? But okay, 2020. I saw another tweet. It's kind of funny. It was like when we were born. Like in 2005, we kind of thought 2020 we'd have like flying cars and like that image we think of like of big buildings and flying cars. Like honestly, kind of yeah. Instead, we got iPhones. So you know, what else about 2020 that was weird? It was like I've always kind of thought 2030 was so in the future, but it isn't. Like I remember like 2016, 2015 rolled around, there was like this thing where it's like 2030 is closer than 2000 right now. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty wild. But hey, moving on, man. Moving on. 2020. This is the decade. I know like people get hyped up. Like I don't like those people that are just like, oh, y'all making these priorities, y'all aren't gonna do it. for 2 days. Like, just stop hating. Just stop. Let people do them. Like, it's fun to like have a new energy with each year, and it's good. It's good for you. Like, especially with the new year, but not only the new year, a new decade. So. Anything can happen. Literally anything could happen in life. A lot of weird things happen. It's just, the key is, though, is to keep trying. I think that's like a majority of life. Man, I'm hungry. My stomach just growled. I really don't want to be motivational right now. I'm just saying, like, the more you the more you do something, the more chances you'll get. Literally that thing. I'm not trying to say shoot your shot anymore because I'm trying to move on from that term. But literally, if you want to say that, hey, shoot your shot. The more shots you make, more shots you take, more shots you make. Common math. You know, I kind of like do that too. I try to incorporate that in my life because, like, I love a lot of things. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to go all out, like, waste my time or, like, you know, you got to have a balance, blah, 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 way, way. You know, it's kind of like the reason why I do podcasts, music, YouTube, making shirts. Just at this time. And then it's like, there's other ideas I have right now that are completely, like, not even related. But it's just like, I'm going to at least try. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't care about, like, the money or, like, I don't care. It's nice. But, like, I like this part. I like just doing whatever I want. And I don't want to, like, be that weird or that it sounds very cocky. I know. Honestly, I'm just running circles around this topic. Just shoot your shot and just shoot more shots and make shots. But don't go too crazy. Like, don't be a Kobe Bryant. Be more like LeBron and MJ. Well, not even MJ. Well, hey, be MJ, whatever. Not Kobe. Shout out Blake Chancellor for this jersey. LeBron, a lot. LeBron. But yeah, that's all 2020 talk I have. It's weird knowing that, like, Drake, Cole, and Kendrick aren't the best rappers of this decade now. That's a weird thing that I'm gonna have to get used to. DaBaby is the best rapper of this decade right now. Hey, you heard it here first right now. I'm gonna stop talking about DaBaby. I know. So, okay, I got something. Jay-Z. I was curious. I don't know why this got me curious, but I was curious to see the timeline of Beyonce and Jay-Z's relationship, because I remember they just, like, randomly got married, but, like, they were kind of like a thing for, like, a long time. And because I think they met, like, in 2002, 2001, and they got married in 2008, but, like, they were kind of off and on, like, timing and stuff like that. And it's cool. That's cool to, like, see a couple like that. You know, they like each other, but, like, you know, timing can be off or, like, life can get in the way, but, like, they kept striving for their goals even though they knew, like, this would maybe not, you know, sacrifices, relationships, you know. So, like, I was looking at Beyonce and Jay-Z's thing, blah, 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 timeline. They met, I saw a thing where, like, they met when Beyonce was 19, and I was like, wait a second, let me do the math. I was doing the math. So I was like, 19 years old. That seems really young, and Jay-Z's kind of old. So then I was doing the math. I knew Jay-Z was born in 69. So 1969. And so when, and Beyonce was born in 81, I think. Let me confirm that real quick. Yes, 1981. So that, like, I was like, okay, whoa, wait a second. 81, so that meant when Beyonce was 19, that was 2000. Jay-Z was 31. What? why has no one ever talked about this? Like, I'm not saying like it's weird, but I'm like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of, from like 31 to 19, it's not weird. I think when age gaps don't get weird is when you're like, I'm not even gonna set a rule. It's just weird when it skips. Especially the younger you are and the wider your age gap, that's weird. Like 19 and 31, that is weird. I'm gonna step on a ledge and say that's weird. But then I would say, honestly, it's all weird. Cause like, so that's a 12-year age gap. So when Jay was 37, Beyonce was 25. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about this. It's just, I think it's okay when both people are super successful and mature. I know Beyonce was pretty mature. Jay-Z was getting there. And, you know, when, make it work. Hey, make it work. But I think that the 31 to 19 thing was weird because, like, you don't know anything about each other. So that's, it's a little different. I support them, but I thought that was strange because, like, I've never heard anyone say, oh, did you realize they were 12 years apart? I didn't realize that. I thought they were maybe 8 to maximum 10, maximum. But yeah, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Jay-Z lately. His music has been very the same, like his message, but like just different songs, of course. And I mean, that's what made him unique. He was very, I don't think he really needed music to make money. He was already making money and then just made music. He wasn't like desperate or anything. He was just saying like his lifestyle. I mean, of course, music propelled him, but like he was okay. He was fine. And also I was like finding back to 2020 thing. I was finding myself like listening when I'm listening to these albums in 2007, 2008. I'm like, am I becoming an old head? Because I don't want to be an old head. I don't want to be an old head at all. That's my biggest fear. It's a silly fear, but my biggest fear is like when I'm 35 and I'm like listening to like the teens music, like 2010s music. Oh, this music was better. I don't want that. I don't want those words to come out of my mouth. I really pray that doesn't happen. Because music is like sports. The quality is better every year just because of skills and genetics and motivation. So that's my biggest fear. So I think this year I'm going to start listening to more like, there's one artist that I don't like at all, but like a lot of like my peer, like young, like 2-3 years younger than me. Like, his name is Trippy Red. And I've just never got into that, like, weird, scratchy, singy, punk rap thing. singy punk rap. Now I can get into Juice WRLD, X, but Trippie was just kind of pushing. I was like, is this even rap music? This is a straight punk. I've just never got into Trippie. But whatever. What else is there to talk about? I mean, NBA basketball. The Mavs have this big game coming up next Friday against the Lakers. The horrible thing about Luka Doncic is that he has single-handedly caused the prices to go astronomically up. I don't appreciate it. It's not cool. It's not cool for him to just come through and be like, hey, I'm going to single-handedly raise these prices. Like, the Lakers game is $130 on StubHub. And with fees, it'd be at $150 for the cheapest ticket. I'm like, oh, my. Guys. No. So, I understand, though. Luka versus LeBron is like the next. It's like MJ versus LeBron. Well, they never play each other. But, like, MJ, LeBron, torch handoff. Yeah, so. Let's go back to my old topics. Been watching A Marriage Story on Netflix. Star Wars. I'm so sick of Star Wars, man. I'm so sick of Star Wars. There's too much. I remember when episode 7 came out, and I was, like, genuinely interested. I was, like, I saw it, like, opening night with a friend. Shout out, John. I remember, and I was, like, genuinely excited. I was, like, don't tell me spoilers. I was, like, no, you're not telling me anything. And so I was genuinely, and I think everybody was kind of crazy about it. But, you know, after that movie, it was cool. It was good. Like, I liked it. But then, like, Rogue and the Harrison Ford, whatever his character name is, and then it's just, like, it just kept coming. And then, like, other, like, the Clone Wars, and then now we got the Mandalorian, and then it's just so much Star Wars. And it, like, ruins the specialness of it. Like, the reason, well, maybe I just didn't know much about Star Wars before episode 7. I mean, all I knew was, like, it was 1 through 6, Star Wars 1 through 6, all movies. And I never heard of any, like, I knew there was, like, that stupid Lego Star Wars thing, which, stop. And I just never, like, especially this, I think I saw episode 8 pretty soon. But I still haven't seen episode 9, like the last one that just came out. And it's been 3 weeks, 2 weeks, I think. And I just don't care. Some friends were talking about it. And they were like, have you watched it? I was like, no. Do you care if we, like, spoil it or anything? I'm like, not really. I mean, it's just too much. I think that's why, like, a lot of people like Star Wars, because it was just so special. And it wasn't, like, every day there was something coming out. Like, Mandalorian's kind of ruining it. Ugh. If I see Baby Yoda again on my timeline, I'm throwing my phone. He's super cute, but, nah. Tired of it. I am tired of Star Wars. It's like the Avengers. I'm just sick. But at the same time, I understand. Get your money. And especially with me and movies, I don't watch movies much anymore. I think it's because I know it's because, you know, when you turn 21, all your friends turn 21. You're like, oh, let's go to bar, blah, blah, blah. Like, before 21, I remember going to the movies a lot, actually, before 21. I used to do those, like, double headers at Valley View Mall. Just, like, I go into a movie. I would, like, time it so perfect. I was, like, coordinating, like, all right, watch this movie at 10 and then watch this movie at 12:30. Some of my favorite memories are going to the movies by myself at like late at night, watching scary movies. I'd watch a movie at like 9 p.m. and then I'd catch the late showing. It was like midnight, like a scary movie. And then that like weird rush you get after that movie. And then you're like, it's like 2:30 a.m. and then you're like walking through the parking lot. Super dark, super dangerous. 5 cars in the lot. And it's just like, it's like that weird. What I'm describing is very scary to most people, but I loved it for some reason. Just that, like, mysterious and, you know, you're alone but not lonely feeling. Good. I missed that. I need to go to more movies up there.
And that's a fact.
But, yeah, that's about it. And I think that's the same thing with Avengers. Like, just, I'm sick of them. But I'm sure, like, people that go to movies a lot enjoy it because, you know, and I don't know. I guess I'm kind of ignorant when it comes to, like, the movie scene. Not ignorant, but, like, I don't have much knowledge about the movie industry. I want to get into movies. I'm not bent. I love movies. It's not my time right now. I mean, I would love to act, get in there. You know, sometimes when you see the credits, you can see, like, because I'm, like, trying to get into business, too. You can see, like, financial planners, accountants, finance. Like, it's just, like, and they get credits for movies. Sign me up. Be an accountant for Avengers. That's live. That's live. And it's a part of my evil plan, too. I'm not going to tell y'all my evil plan, but it involves that. So, my evil plan is beginning. It's beginning. It's at 1% right now, but we'll get there. What else can I say about movies? Also, it feels like the movie scene is just predictable. But I think it's always kind of been like that. Predictable as in, okay, there's going to be a Avengers movie this season or like in the spring. In the spring, I will bet you there will be some Marvel movie, some DC movie, some war movie, some Mission Impossible themed type of movie. It's all the same. I don't know, man. I guess with it, because you can say the same thing about sports and music, but I don't know. I guess if people enjoy liking the same things over and over again, let them enjoy it. But to me, I want a new idea, new plots. I remember the movie. What's the movie called? In the Woods. Out the Woods. A Quiet Place. Wow, I'm stupid. A Quiet Place. And spoiler alert. Seriously, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, please. Spoiler alert. I don't want to get involved in that. So, well, I won't fully spoil it. I'll just say it wasn't a very happy ending. It wasn't like they lived happily ever after together ending. It was like, oh, the worst that could happen actually happened. And I actually enjoyed that. I actually was like, wow, the bad thing actually happened. I really liked that. I was like, good. It wasn't predictable. Love it. Yeah, so that's why like that movie sticks out to me, because I'm like, okay, it was unpredictable. I actually thought it was going to be a happily ever after ending, but it was not. So, but I think my hate for the movie scene, just because I don't enjoy like the details of the movies. Like, I enjoy the details of sports, like, oh, crossover, oh, blah, blah. I'm sure, like, people that aren't into sports but into movies are probably saying the same thing about sports, like, oh, it's predictable, someone wins, oh, Warriors win, you know, so Patriots win. I get it. I let the movie people have their fun. I just sit there quietly and be like, oh, yeah, Star Wars is good, yeah, bleh. And I also think hating on Star Wars is like a trend. Like, it's like, oh, you hate Star Wars? Oh, wow, you're cool. Like, that. Seriously, so many people are like that. It's so annoying. I guess it's just annoying for like normal, happy, go to the movies for fun people. Like, every like hipster Star Wars fan or like that knows every single planet in the whole world, Star Wars people are such haters on this new trilogy. They're just hating it so much. And I'm like, and they always like, oh, it's not as good as like episode 6 or episode 4. I'm like, guys, that was made like in the '80s and it has like a nostalgic thing to it. Of course you're gonna like that better, like. And I love when people, like, hate on it, and they, like, think they're making a point, but it's just like, oh, you're just like every other hipster Star Wars fan. Yay! Yeah, I just had to vent about that. Give me the old-school Star Wars fans that enjoy it, this new trilogy. So, whatever. Yeah, let's wrap it up. This was a very different podcast than my previous. Let's do song of the week and shout outs. Song of the week. Best song of 2020 so far. I know it's only been like 2 days, but best song of 2020. Where is it? Gang Gang by the Jack Boys. Gang Gang. The Travis Scott's crew, Cactus Jack. Let me check something. Is their label actually Cactus Jack? It really is. It has Sheck West, Don Toliver, Pop Smoke, Young Thug. Like, it has like that crew. Not the crew is Sheck West, Don Toliver. That's the main two people in that group. Yeah, main two people. But then there's other features and stuff. But Gang Gang has Sheck West, Don Toliver, Travis, Chase B, some other dude. But that song is a vibe. It's a vibration. It's like, it makes you want to wear a ski mask and like rob your own car. It's just, and the music video is just like smooth. It's nice. I like Sheck West's little comeback here. I'm from New York. She like how I talk. It's like smooth. I really liked it. The Jack Boys, they're coming from people's throats, because I think they're releasing packs of music. It's very 2020. I applaud them. Yeah, so go listen to that. Shout out. I mean, shout out Blake Chancellor. This jersey is nice. I haven't been into jerseys much lately because I feel like I'm a kid sometimes. I feel like adults, grown men, should not be wearing other grown men's jerseys. You know, I had to kind of get over that a little bit. I kind of hated that jersey trend in like 2017, 2016. It was just way too many jerseys. It was just like so predictable. Yes. Yeah, so as you can see, I'm picky. Yeah, shout out Blake. So that's about it. That's about it, man. That's about it. Let me get some.
Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah. Let me. Perfect. All right. Thank you for watching. Peace. Have a good one. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Shout out to everybody listening on Spotify and Apple. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Have a good one. Strike five. Blah, blah. Bounce.